Well, it is almost obvious for Saturday, October 6, 2012. Recording time is at 1700 hour or 5 p.m. Temperature is at 73 degrees somewhere in Southern California. And Saturday, a lot of things actually happening yesterday in the grand scale of things. Can I spend the time talking about Steve Jobs, who passed away a year ago yesterday? Then in the meantime, there were some other news here and there, and of course, I kind of forgotten what they are, but there's one thing that people talked about a little bit is about the Apple Maps. Yes, some people like cry foul, especially the elitists and the pundits. You know, Apple Maps are horrible, this and that. And I believe that they don't really get about programming. True, Apple is putting it out there because they had to. They're not going to do the switcheroo of the Apple Maps to Google Maps in the middle of the release cycle. It means like in iOS 6. Hypothetically, if iOS 6 still ships with Google-based maps, then let's say in March when they expected to release the next generations of iPad, they switch to Apple Maps. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do it like that, or they're not going to wait till another year. Of course, it's a philosophy they're saying, like, okay, we're going to ship it now, come hell or high water, but we know this, our apps is a great app. Well, a lot of people touting, like, saying, like, yeah, it is really great because it's a vector-based map, and you know it has a 3D view, which Google also developing, and with their Google Earth. Then it's adding the turn-by-turn directions, which Google will not let Apple do if their Apple's using the Google Map data. That's one other boulder in Apple's roadmap. So I said, yeah, they could negotiate to Google. Say like, hey, Google, we want to use your map data with turn-by-turn directions. And Google will say, no, they stand in our agreement. But if you do want to get the turn-by-turn, we can sign a new contract, a new licensing scheme. And, of course, from a few sources, like I believe All Things D, John Gruber mentioned that. And it's like, Google wants more. Well, they want more data. User data, it means like how iOS users using their maps. Google want to put more branding, probably going to put Google Pluses anywhere, put more advertising and whatnot. And of course, Apple said like, no, we're not going to do that. In the interest of saying that, let's say it's a privacy issue, whether or not it is the Apple best intention or not, it's like, yeah, we don't want Google to have everything. That's pretty much, I guess that's how Apple feels. Anyhow, so anyway, Apple slowly adding more data, the digital elevation map, higher resolutions, satellite photos and whatnot, so the 3D, the flyover feature, like, looks a lot better, especially, like, around the Liberty Island. I mean, the Statue of Liberty, the Brooklyn Bridge, you can tell that. So, it's, think of it like, you know, the mentality of shooting a movie, a TV show, or not. They do this stuff, like, okay, I missed that, like, you know, somebody blink. Okay, we'll fix it in post. With an application like this, the data sets can be fixed later as long as they can ship a working product. Anyhow, this is taking too long. Anyhow, one other thing is, if it was on Reddit, it's also linked through Jim Dalrymple, The Loop, at loopinside.com. Look for the death metal singer or metal singer and the cat. It is hilarious. I believe the band name is Give Zombies the Vote. Look it up. It's pretty funny, and the screen caps are hilarious. Anyhow, I think that's about it. On a personal note, I helped a friend adopting a little dog from the SPCALA today. Just picked it up and dropped it off to my friend's house. Anyhow, that's about it.